to a new episode of Everyday English Idioms with Eloquence. Today's podcast is a two-for-one, which means I'm going to give examples for two different idiomatic phrases. Why? Because they both mean the same thing. To get a move on is to start to do something more quickly. It replaces the phrase hurry up, which these days is sometimes considered to be a little bit aggressive if it's given as an instruction. However, some people may even find the phrase get a move on slightly aggressive if it's an instruction. So, we might hear somebody use an even more informal phrase, which is get a wriggle on. Would I use the phrase get a wriggle on in an interview or a board meeting? No, probably not. It's very informal. Unless I felt that the person I was talking to felt a little under attack. In that case, yes, I would use it in an interview or a board meeting. It's a softer, more gentle way of saying, come on, hurry up, you need to finish more quickly. So how do we identify which of these two idiomatic phrases is the most appropriate phrase for different situations? I would suggest that we consider the relationship that we have with the person we're speaking to. If we're mentoring or supporting a junior colleague, or chatting with a colleague with whom we have a strong, friendly relationship, then we can use the phrase get a wriggle on. We can also use it with family and friends because it really is the most gentle way to say, hurry up. However, if we're in a more formal situation, it would be more appropriate to use the phrase, get a move on. But be careful with the intonation with both of these phrases. Otherwise, they could sound just as aggressive as hurry up. Now, just in case you've not come across the word wriggle before and you want to look it up in the dictionary, the spelling is wriggle. Wriggle. Okay, so here are some examples of how we can use these two idiomatic phrases in different contexts. I do understand that you've had to wait for the figures from the accounts department, but we really do need to get a move on if we're going to meet the deadline. Or, yes, I know you've been waiting for the figures from accounts, but we really need to get a wriggle on to meet the deadline. The R&D department needs to get a move on. The client is starting to speak with other manufacturers. Or, if R&D don't get a wriggle on, we'll lose this client's business. Our new intern seems to be settling in well, but he has a tendency to spend too much time chatting. He needs to learn to get a move on. Or, I'm really pleased to see that you're settling in so well, but you need to get a wriggle on and focus on your work. Well, it's been great to chat with you, but I need to get a move on. I've got a report to finish before 4 p.m. Or, I need to get a wriggle on. I've got a 4 p.m. deadline. See you later. Are you nearly ready? We'll miss our train if we don't get a move on. or come on, get a wriggle on, or we'll miss our train. So, hopefully, these examples have given you a clearer understanding of the different contexts in which we can use these two idiomatic phrases. They both mean the same thing, but they have different levels of formality. Both of them are a less aggressive way of saying, hurry up. We often use idioms to soften a message or an instruction, to appear less demanding or less aggressive. They're an important part of our relationship building with colleagues, clients, and new friends. Thank you for listening. As always, I wish you all the very best. Stay safe, and again, a big thank you to everybody around the world who's working hard to keep people safe.